Good morning, everyone. We're going to be talking about baggage. The sermon may be a little bit different than what normal preaching style goes. I've got a couple bags up here that we kind of emptied some of the stuff we stayed in St. Charles last night. It's kind of more of a storytelling with some scriptures in the back end of this, talking about baggage and the baggage that we collect in our lives from anywhere. Any source. We've all heard someone say to us, or say to, we may have been the one to say it, stay away from that person because they have a lot of baggage in life. That he or she has too much baggage to let them into the group. The so-called baggage we carry comes from relationships, friends, family, even work, or something that was said to us that we carry on from when we was a young lad. We might be carrying something around that happened to us when we were younger, and regardless of where we're carrying that baggage from, when it happened, it'll stay with us till the end of this earth. It will always be in the back of our minds. There's a song, and I can't remember the name of it, but we don't live in our past. We live for the future of what God has given us, because if we're living still in our past, we're not forgiving ourselves for the transgressions that we caused or the sin that we were in at that time. God, when he comes into us, does not care anymore if we've asked for repentance for those sins. Doesn't matter if it happened yesterday or 10 years ago. He doesn't have those in his picture anymore. He just has his future for us, his loving arms open to us. I know we've all heard the old saying that sticks and stones may break our bones, but words may never hurt me. I don't know who that was, but man, that was an old-time saying. My grandpa said it to us on the farm almost every day. Times are different. Words do hurt. They do cut us deep down into our soul, and it will leave a scar etching that can keep us from growing as a Christian, or even just growing as a normal human being, just a person in general. Take the story that we're about to look at, some of it. Two children. And we're talking probably middle school age kids. They were talking, both were getting so excited. They have talked to their friends. They're going to build a tree house together. One of the boys takes the other one aside and kind of has something to say to him. He says, me and the other boys have kind of been talking. We don't want you to help because you're too different. We just don't need your help. And that boy asked the question, why? Why can I not help you build this treehouse that we all talked about doing together? The one boy says, it's because you're too fat. You're going to weigh the treehouse down. You're going to end up breaking something that we built and worked too hard for. Even though that conversation was not meant to be harmful, it did just that though. It left a scar, it left that mental note in that boy's head. He'd felt rejection by his friends. He built a sense of worthlessness and a low self-esteem. He picked up some of his baggage in life. And yes, it's pink. Maybe somebody's here today with a similar story. I know when I was growing up, I wasn't the most athletic and thin person in life like I am now. I was called fat. I was called too lazy. They didn't want to play with me. I was too slow. If we carry that around with us, our baggage, the words that have been harmful for us, that other people put on us, we carry this baggage. See, we cannot find our self-worth based upon other people's words and the thoughts that they have of us. Instead, we need to be looking for our self-worth based on Christ and our relationship with Him. Nothing else matters in this world except for building that relationship. And what do you look like in His eyes? Do you look Christ-like? Do you strive to try to stay on that path? That's what matters. What is our relationship? What is your relationship with Christ right now? Think about it. I know that it's not easy to do in life to lean on someone for help or lean on someone when you need comfort, let alone lean on God. Especially to non-Christians that don't have faith. Lean on God, somebody that we can't see or somebody that we can't touch. It's hard to do. Life goes on. It always does. We just seem to collect more and more of that baggage. Emotional baggage can be best described as the hang-ups, insecurities that we carry from our previous experiences. You can inherit your emotional baggage from a family member, or you can develop it after having a tragic and stressful experience that involves a friend, a romantic relationship. Our emotional baggage is what makes us unsure and makes it hard for us to trust others, let alone to trust ourselves. When we go through one of those hard times or scarring issues, we get the thought in the back of our mind, it happened because of me. It was my fault, because we don't know why. But it always goes to that negative thought. It's because of me. We probably have picked up baggage from a close friend at one point. From the hurtful words to the harmful actions that was toward us, we have picked up baggage from just that. See, we all have a choice to make. You can either forgive that friend for what they did, or we can choose to not forgive that friend or that person for what they did. And if we pick up and we pick not to forgive them, we pick up some more of that baggage that we carry around in life. Most of the time, we don't need any help picking up baggage, because we do a really good job of doing that on our own. We make mistakes, and we're going to make mistakes in life. But thank God that He can erase those mistakes that we've made in life. We can use those mistakes to build our relationship with Him better and better each step of the way. We pick up baggage when we compare ourselves to someone else. I've done this numerous times. I wish I could sing like that person. I wish I could be as outgoing as that person. I wish I had the money that that person has. They just seem like they cruise along in life without any problems and headaches. It seems so easy for them to make it in life. And I struggle every day just to make it through and make ends meet. Wishing that you were as successful as somebody else in life. Wishing that you had all that talent. Wishing that you could climb the career ladder that they have climbed to get to that point. They look so happy. At some point in time, we've all heard maybe somebody told us that we were losers. We weren't ever going to be somebody important in life. See, when we buy into those experiences and buy into those statements and ideas that get planted in our heads, we pick up a little bit more baggage in life. Now we're going to touch on something that is really going to step on each other's toes, make us feel uncomfortable. You know how the Holy Spirit will get a hold of you when you're doing something that's not in alignment with God. We probably have picked up some baggage from someone closer to us, a family member. This might have happened from a poor performance in a sporting event or at work. You might have even been told that you are a disappointment to someone in life. Told to suck it up. Suck it up, because other people are watching. We have to make this look good. We got to put on a show for somebody. You may have even been told that you was the reason for parents being divorced, or a loss of a friend or a family member because of a reckless decision that you made in life. We carry this baggage, and the longer than we realize that we ever carry it around. We carry it, and that may be what's keeping us from the joy of God. We just can't seem to shake or let go of this baggage, no matter how hard we try ourselves. They seem to sneak up on us out of nowhere, at the most unexpected times, spoiling our joy moment and wearing us down. By now, you might see things might be getting a little uncomfortable. The heavy baggage that we carry in life, from every aspect that it comes from, hitting from us left and right, hitting us when we're down in that valley that we can't see the end of, or we can't see how we're going to climb that mountain again. At some point in time, we may even try to unload some of this baggage on somebody else. It might be a friend or a family member. It might be an outlash as a cry for help. You didn't mean to unload something on somebody else. You didn't mean to hurt that person or cause them to get their own piece of baggage. And then we got to talk about our sin. This is talking about our secret sin that we have and we've never told anybody about. But God knows and sees everything. He knows what that secret sin that we have in our life is. We can't run from it. We can't hide it from Him. He knows everything about us. Whatever that sin is that we've carried and we've added to our bag, our big baggage pile, and it just gets harder and harder in life. Most of the time we think we're in control of what's going on. We can handle the baggage that we collect and end up carrying. Who are we kidding? We're lying to ourselves. We're lying to other people around us. We're lying to God, saying that we can handle this on our own. Some point in time, we have to ask for help. No matter how hard we try to show that we're in control, we fail at it. Time and time again, we fail at doing things on our own. No matter how hard we try, we still fail. As tough as we might show, we fail. We're deep down, we're broken. Our spirit is broken. Our joy has been taken away from us. As brave as we can be and make ourselves look that brave, we've probably hit that breaking point in our life. We've hit that wall that seems to never go away. We take one step, it's in front of us again. We take another step, and it's still right there in front of us. That wall that keeps us from progressing in life, keeps us from being the Christian that God wants us to be, keeps us from experiencing God's joy for our life. We get so worn down. We get so tired. We get so heavy burdened in life. What's the one thing that we can do? We can go to God. We can ask Him. We can say, God, I can't take this no more. I can't do this without You in my life. I can't get rid of all of this baggage that I've been carrying around. I need help. Thank goodness. Thank God He does just that. He will take those burdens and that baggage that you've collected through the years, and He does just that. He just sheds them off. You can lay them down at His feet, and He will take them from us. He says that He'll take our sins and bury them from as far as the east is from the west. They never will connect. They keep going around in circles. We need God's help to get rid of our baggage. We need His love and compassion to show us why He sent His Son to die for us. The Word of God in chapter John, verses 18. If you have a Bible, you can turn there. You can look up on the screen. God tells us in verse 18, 11 words. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. You get that? He's never going to leave us uncomfortable. He's never going to run away from us. He's going to come to us in our darkest time. He's going to come to us where we're in that valley, in the pit of the valley, where we don't see any outlook in life. He will be there. It's up to us to ask Him to help. God is never going to leave His children to seek comfort in the world or in someone else. Because God is a good Father, and He will always, always take care of His children. He will be there for us to talk to. He'll be there for us to take a hold of our baggage in life and take it from us. John chapter 10, verses 10 through 11 says, "The thief cometh not, but to steal and kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." We know in Scripture that who's the one person that always comes to steal and kill and destroy and take our joy in life? It's Satan. He runs rampant, just like he did in the Bible times. He's still here. He hasn't went away. Just like he did when him and Jesus were talking and Jesus told him, "Have you thought of my servant Job?" Man, Job. Favorite, one of my favorite stories or parables of the Bible, Job. To go through what he did, for God to put him up as a sacrifice to show his family and friends, for us to be able to read about it, the pain that he went through, the heart-wrenching suffering that he went through, losing his family, the physical pain that he went through that Satan put on him, he's still focused on God. Job's life is just one of the many testaments that you could read in the Bible that will lead you straight to where God's power in our lives works. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. But he's always there taking care of our lives, if we see it or if we don't see it. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. God gave his son for us. He gave his son for the world. He gave the perfect, innocent blood to cover for our sins. He gave us his body that was broken and beaten down, a testament of God's power and will. If we replace the words thief for the devil, it shines a little bit more in that scripture. The goal of the devil has always been to cause problems in our life. He always wants to steal our joy or kill our spirits and destroy relationship with God. God tells us he comes to give us life and that we are to have it and live it abundantly. A lot of people, our friends that are not Christians, walk around this world thinking they have everything they've ever wanted in life. They buy a new car. They buy a big fancy house. 6 months later, they're buying another car. They're buying something to fill that void that's in their life that gives them joy. I've told a few of them and got some really weird looks. If you fill your heart with God, you won't thirst for that joy. You won't thirst for something in this world to make you happy. It's amazing that God fills your heart so much that you never have to worry about it. He will give you everything in your life that he has instructed for it. He fills your heart with joy overflowing. We don't have to look for material things. We don't have to go to the fanciest restaurants to have joy in our life. We just have to simply go to God. We can only have that abundant life because God is the good shepherd. God has never left his sheep. He always looks over us and protects us. And he's always there for us to talk to. Psalms chapter 55, verse 22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee, and he shall never suffer the righteousness to be moved. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Ooh, that's hard to do. Cast all your cares and worry on God. Psalms 37, verse 5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. All of those passages have the same message, but it is delivered differently to each one. The message is that God not only wants us to bring all of our cares, our brokenness, and our hurt to him, but to cast them upon the Lord so that he can take them from us and give us peace, give us joy in our life. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that laboreth and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I did a sermon a while back just on these scriptures. Come to me that are labor and heavy burden, heavy laden and burden. God wants us to come to him when we think we can't go anymore. We just can't see no outlook. That heavy weight that's on us, he wants us to come to him. He wants us to take his yoke and try it out. He wants to help guide us in life. He wants us to lean on him. He wants us to see how easy the yoke is and how light it makes our burdens once we allow God in and allow him to take control of any situation. See, God's yoke is always light. It's always free. A lot of people think that you have to buy your way to get to heaven. You have to do so many things to be able to get there. It's not. It's free. The old saying, there's nothing in life that's free. Yes, there is. God is free. Salvation is free. All we have to do is come to Him. Ask Him into our hearts. Ask Him to take that burden and luggage from us. John 3, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. All we have to do is believe in Him. Come to Him. We'll have that everlasting life. Our sins will be forgiven. Our past is in our past. We have looked at what baggage is. We've talked about where it comes from. We've even talked about how we might have been the reason for this baggage in somebody else's life. We see through God's word of life that He will never put us on us more than what we can bear. Scripture shows us the way to deal with our baggage, and it's pretty simple. If we look back at 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Why wouldn't we go to God when we have a care or we have a burden in life? We all lug the loads around that we never have ever intended to carry as long as we have. The discomfort, the bitterness, the guilt, the self-pride. No wonder we get worn down. God loves us, and He knows when we're hurting. He knows when we are at our breaking point in life. God made us in His image to be more than what we think we are. We are created to do great things on this earth for Him, for the name of Jesus Christ. If you're here today and you have that some type of baggage in your life, bring it to God. If you have a need, bring it to God. If you've been running from Him and hiding from God, stop running away and run towards Him. God's arms are so loving, and so He can reach you wherever you are. It does not matter. He will fill your heart with love, and He will show you what forgiveness is about. And He will change your life forever. Change it for eternity. I don't know what the future holds for us, but I know who holds the future. That quote, Ralph Abernathy. It's in our hymnal books. I don't know what future it brings for us. I don't know where we will be at tomorrow. We may have our own plans for that. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. This is an added scripture last night that we were sitting and reading and talking about. This one's free. Hebrews 12 and 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great of a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily best us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. When you let go of our baggage in life and recognize how much it's weighed you down, you'll begin to see how free you will be if you come to God. Let go and find the burdens lifted that you have in life. Having this time of decade 2020 with the pandemic coming, this election race and everything that we see anymore in the news is all just horrible. They make it sound like it is the end times, but we're closer to the end times than we've ever been in life. I still may not see it in my lifetime. We don't know when He's going to call us home, but when He calls us home, you better be prepared to answer that call. Because if you're not willing to follow God in this life, you're not going to get to in the next. If you don't know God today, come to Him. Let Him take your life in control. Let Him make you happy. Feel the joy that He gives by forgiving your sins and taking all your baggage from you. Sing a couple verses of a song. You can stand there, you can pray if you want to stand. You can come always to the altar. Don't leave a burden sitting in the pew seat. Ask God to take it from you. Thank you. God always has our life in the best interest for Him. He knows what we need in our times of need. He knows where you are in life. No matter if you're in that pit and you can't see the next daylight hours, you are not gone far enough. There's nothing that God can't touch you in. There's nowhere He can't reach down and take your hand and say, "Come to me, child. Let me help you." Dear gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love. Thank you so much for sending your Son to die a horrible death for us, dear Lord. Thank you for everything you give to us in our life. Lord, we ask you to be with our churches, our nation, dear Lord. We ask you to be with us through this election time to put on our hearts who needs to be there in that office to lead our country. Lord, just we ask you to be with every one of us that are on our hearts, on our prayer lists, the ones that can't be here, dear Lord. We just thank you so much and we love you so much. Thank you for the opportunities and the doors that you open in our lives that we can look at and say, God did this. Thank you for picking us to be your followers, even though we are not worthy of it, dear Lord. We just ask you to be with us through this week, to keep us safe, to guide and direct our lives. Let us be that shining light to someone, dear Lord. We just give you all the praise, glory, and honor, and I ask all of this in your name. Amen.